Ann Taylor loves working with plants. She has her own landscaping business in Portland, Oregon, and she still does projects in her yard at home, just for fun. Her husband, Ross Montana, is also a creative person. He uses scrap materials to make large metal sculptures. About 2 years ago, Ann had an idea for a project that would use both of their creative skills. She and Ross thought the side of their garage was really ugly. They decided to cover it up with a vertical metal structure that would hold dirt and plants. It's called a living wall.
The grid system and the box system was pretty simple. It's basically a wall that's hollow.
The frame's wrapped in the cloth, and then the soil medium's put in, and then we cut holes in the cloth and then shove the plants into it.
Anne took the lead on planting, but first, she had to tell Ross exactly how she wanted the frame to be.
I was kind of lost on exactly how the medium and all the plantings were going to go in.
Yeah, because the wall had to be a certain thickness for the plant, for the roots of the plants. And Ross wants to make them thinner. And I'm like, no, you can't make them thinner.
They quickly realized that combining their creativity came with a double dose of stubbornness. And this made communication difficult. Anne got frustrated trying to explain her vision to Ross.
I just had to leave him alone and let him do it and just have faith in that he knew what he was doing. And then whatever he came up with, I would just work with.
Once the structure was finished, the next step was to figure out the best way to get the plants inside.
I said we should do it one way so it'd keep the dirt in, and Anne had this other idea, and the communication wasn't there at all. And I was frustrated, so I think I ended up just walking away, too. In 2 days, it took her to fill the wall and probably another 2 weeks to finish planting it. And during that whole process, there was a lot of silence in the house. A lot.
Yeah, and at one point, I just wanted to give up. It was awful. It was starting to cost a lot of money. And I'm like, oh, is this thing going to work? And I shed some tears over the things. It's like, what are we doing?
Things weren't getting watered. And of course, that just got me frustrated because during that process, it was like, Anne, is it going to work this way? I was bothering her.
They had come too far to give up. It took them about 2 months, but eventually the wall went up in their backyard and the silence in the house started to dissipate.
She's extremely smart. Her ideas are wonderful. And once I realized that, it just made my end of the deal much more, easier to deal with. I know I'm extremely stubborn, but 95% of the time, she's right.
We've learned with each other how to work together. And like he said, at the beginning, when we're arguing about how to build something, we're like, hey, I'm never going to do this with him again. And by the end, it's up, it's beautiful. And you're like, yeah, we could do it again.
And they have. They built two smaller living walls in their front yard, and they recently finished building one at a bar in southeast Portland. But they seem to be proudest of that first wall they built.
I mean, the one in the backyard is so big, and I look at that and was like, man, we did that. And so that's a good feeling.
And I'm always dragging people in the backyard and more or less see what we did. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
I'm Julie Sabatier. This is Destination DIY,